T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Dave, how you doing?
I've been waiting a week to talk to you guys.
Yeah.
Because I'm dying to know who won in the big fantasy showdown.
Yep.
Between you two, and who's going to have to set the lineup for the
Well, I'm sad to say that Dustin won.
Too easy.
He pulled it
just
out.
It's just too easy.
I knew it.
Too easy, man.
And how about this, Bull?
Yeah.
I'm going to commend you and Dustin.
Yeah.
Both of you did not reach out to me this week. Neither of you asked for any help.
Yeah.
No starter sit questions, no trade questions. I'm very impressed with both of you. And Dustin, this is so sweet.
He beat me by 6 points, Dave.
I beat you by 1 point.
And he started a player that was hurt. And he still won.
And he almost started
two players that hurt, but I let him off the hook and corrected
him. I had Matt Bryan in my starting lineup, and he wasn't kicking last night.
So you won without a kicker.
I let him pick up a kicker yesterday and start him. He still would have won.
He
would have won by two. How about this,
Dave? Mattered.
Couple of crazy things. Whatever. He deserves all the spoils. He gets to set my lineup 100%. But how about this? Two things. First of all, if Justin Tucker makes that extra point, I probably beat him. Probably. Not definitely, but probably.
On an extra point?
Yes, here's how.
So you think
here's how. You
no,
tell me.
You think you're racking up overtime points.
Wait, here's the thing. So he beat me by six. If Tucker makes the extra point, which he makes every time, then I have two more points right now. So he would have only beaten me by four. The game would have gone to overtime, a game that I had Drew Brees, Alvin Kamara, Michael Crabtree, and Tucker. What are the odds I wouldn't have gotten 4 points from those guys in overtime?
Yeah, that's a really good point.
Right, and a tie I would have won because I had the tiebreaker. So I only need so that I probably would have. And the second thing, this is on me. 12:55 made a lineup change, cost me the week.
What was the change?
I benched Andrew Luck in a 2-quarterback league.
Oh, what are you doing?
Making a lot of mistakes as well.
I had Drew Brees and Jameis Winston. And I put Winston in for Luck at the last second, and it cost me.
Okay, so you should have reached out to me, and you should have asked me, because I would have told you to go Luck over Brees. I had him ranked higher by two spots.
What's funny is if I would have started Luck instead of Brees, I would have won. If I would have started Luck instead of Winston, we would have tied, and I would have won the tiebreaker. But Dustin deserves all the spoils. I can whine about anything I want. He's the winner. He gets to set my lineup. That's it. All right, more with Dave in a second. We'll get other questions in besides just what happened with us. But first, let's do this. That sound means it's time for this hour's Pigskin Payout code word. Your chance to win $1,000. Text the code word SHADOW, SHADOW, to 72881. Or go to www.entercomcontest.com. Enter the code word SHADOW, SHADOW, by the end of the hour. Do not text and drive. Message and data rates apply. Good luck during the Pigskin Payout and National Contest on the Fan. So, Dave, obviously the big news last week was the trade of Carlos Hyde. What do you think about his value going forward with Jacksonville? And you think, you know, this week it was all Nick Chubb. I thought Duke Johnson would get more touches. Didn't happen. It was all Chubb. What do you think of Chubb, Johnson, Hyde the rest of the way?
I've been a big fan of Chubb since he was in college, and now that he's getting this opportunity with Cleveland, it's all systems go with him. I've got him ranked as a top 15 running back, not just this week and not just last week, but rest of the season. He's a really talented player. He can do all the things that Carlos Hyde did, but he's got breakaway speed to go with it. And it was an ugly start for him. You go back and watch that game. The first three quarters, he only had 10 carries. He did not have a good rushing average. I thought to myself, oh, my God, I'm going to be eating crow. This is not good. And then he had a giant fourth quarter. He had a couple of long runs. He had a goal line touchdown. Might have had a second one a little bit later on. But bottom line is that he's going to be good, and it would be very wise for Cleveland to lean on him moving forward. It does sting that Duke didn't have a bigger role after he had, I want to say, like 9 catches in 3 games going into last week. They're not giving him the rock like they used to. And, hey, that's fine with me because I've got Chubb in a bunch of leagues, and I think he's somebody that if you can still try and trade for him on the relative cheap, he will be worth it. I do believe he does have top 15 running back potential. As for Carlos, moving on to Jacksonville, I think he's there more as an insurance policy. I actually think it was a bad trade for the Jaguars. I think they gave
Agreed.
Him a little bit too much.
Agreed.
I think it was a great deal by John Dorsey, especially since they just signed Carlos as a free agent. And I know Carlos really liked being back in Ohio. He probably isn't happy with the trade. But he will get some opportunities as long as Leonard Fournette is out. I think you're going to see him in a tandem with T.J. Yeldon this week. But he probably won't play on third downs. And Jacksonville's probably going to be playing from behind against Philadelphia when they meet up in London on Sunday.
Pleased to be joined by Dave Richard, the man himself, the guru of fantasy football from CBS Sports. Dave, I like David Njoku a lot. He was on my bench this week. And, Bull, you talked about this week, too. You think that Baker's found a little something and Njoku's played
he's been
a lot
getting better
lately? Like, is he becoming a start or at least a flex for people?
Njoku is becoming an absolute stud.
Absolute stud.
We're talking like top five tight end.
You think so?
And it's 100% due to Baker Mayfield.
Okay.
You just go, you look at his numbers with Tyrod Taylor, and you look at his numbers with Baker, and it's night and day. The targets are way up. The catches are up. He still has a drop every now and again, and that's going to be a little frustrating. But now they're starting to connect in the end zone, and that's really where things get exciting for fantasy purposes. We trace this back all the way to college, and that Mayfield leaned on his tight ends at Oklahoma.
Mark Andrews.
And typically, quarterbacks that do that in college will continue to do it in the pros. It's something that's baked into their game plan because the coaching staffs realize, hey, this guy can take advantage of a matchup with his tight ends. We saw it with Jameis Winston when he came out. Baker's the exact same way. And I think it's going to be great for Njoku. And here's the other reality. Look at the receiving corps for the Browns. You've got Jarvis, and then what? You got Njoku.
Yeah,
that's it. So he's basically the number two receiver there.
Right.
Nice big body, very tough to defend.
All right, we got a lot of fan questions, Dave, but I'm going to start with I got a question for me selfishly. You ready?
Sure.
Okay, so in Keeper League, I was offered a $1 James Conner for a $10 Juju Smith-Schuster. Should I do it?
Oh, wow. So you get to keep Juju forever? At 10.
No, I have Juju at 10. I'm being offered Connor at 1 for him.
Right. Yeah, I think I
don't get to keep
that.
You don't get to keep him forever. I get next year I'd have them at those prices. The year after that they go up $12 and then the year after that they go up $15.
Okay, so let's just put it this way.
Yeah.
I think Juju's got a much brighter long-term future A with the Steelers, B in the NFL. Than James Conner does. And it's not to slight James Conner, because right now he's one of the best running backs you'll see in fantasy. But we don't know what the Steelers are going to do next week, much less next season. And if James Conner, for whatever reason, starts to trail off, they will go in a different direction at running back. They're almost certain to draft another running back no matter what in April.
Good point, Dave. All right, let's get to some of these fan questions.
I got one for you, Bull.
What do you got?
Demaryius Thomas, Cooper Kupp. Or Godwin for the second wide receiver spot.
Kupp's still out, right?
Kupp is still out. Yeah, so you're not going to
cross him off the list. Half point PPR.
So is it Godwin or Thomas?
Thomas or Godwin?
I'm kind of leaning toward. I like them both, but I'm going to lean a little bit toward Demaryius Thomas because the matchup against Kansas City should mean a lot of passing from Denver.
Do you think Dave? Like, I'm interested. Like, go for next year as well. Like. Does Godwin become the clear number two in Tampa? Does Kenny Golladay become the clear number two in Detroit? Are they moving on from the veteran wide receivers in those teams?
Oh, I think Golladay is already the number one in Detroit.
That's true.
He had a touchdown call
Fair
back
enough.
Last
yeah.
week. He's really just dynamic. Marvin Jones just hasn't. He's been very touchdown dependent. And I know that he does have some rapport with Matthew Stafford, but we're seeing Golladay just kind of take that next step to be a big outside playmaker. That's a guy that we'll be taking round five in fantasy drafts. Don't forget who told you about him way back.
You
when.
Did.
As for the other, the receiver situation in Tampa Bay, they've got Mike Evans locked up for a long time, so he's going to be the number one guy. I would imagine that they'll move on from Deshaun Jackson
right.
after this year, and then that'll free up Godwin for more targets moving forward.
Speaking of the Lions, which we just talked about, Kerryon Johnson obviously had his best game. He still continues to have his touchdowns vultured by that bum LeGarrette Blount. But,
terrible.
But, I mean, Kerryon, I think he's leading the league in yards per carry, right? Either him or Lindsey or or you know maybe Nick Chubb, although I don't think he's enough to qualify you. But
yeah, I don't know if Chubb's up there, but yeah, I mean Kerryon Johnson's been playing great, certainly better than I expected him to.
Yeah,
and I think the Lions. Look, it was by happenstance. Theo Riddick was inactive, so instead of having their usual three running backs that drive everybody crazy, they went with only two. And it just so happened that they did it against the Dolphins, who have a terrible run defense. That's something to keep in mind if you've got Lamar Miller in fantasy, since those two teams play each other on Thursday. But Kerryon Johnson proved that he can handle being the feature back in Detroit. He's still not going to be that goal line guy, at least not on a consistent basis. Every now and then he might get an opportunity down there. But he's got some breakaway running ability, and we saw that in the preseason from him, just like we saw it from Nick Chubb.
Yeah.
And now we're seeing it in regular season games. I think it was the sixth carry of the game against the Dolphins. We saw Kerryon get that big 71-yard run. Kind of hate that he got caught from behind.
That's right.
But outside of that, he was really, really good, and he's going to continue to be a threat for 100 total yards regardless of the opponent.
Njoku or Jared Cook?
It's Njoku, not Njoku. I think that you're going to see him continue to have that big role. I don't mind Jared Cook now that Amari Cooper's been traded. And Cooper's going to be the same guy in Dallas as he was in Oakland.
Yeah.
He's not going to be a lot better. They're going to be it's a more run-centered offense. It's not going to be good for Cooper. But I think Cook will get more targets on a consistent basis now.
Chris Ivory, what's the status of McCoy? Is Chris Ivory a good pickup? Jalen Richard, if you haven't picked him up. Who are some of the waiver wire pickups there?
Richard will be among my favorite waiver pickups. Him and Raheem Mostert.
Oh, yeah.
In San Francisco, because we don't know about Matt Breida's injury.
He can't stay on the field, Breida.
Breida can't stay on the field. He played five snaps last week. He got hurt. I would guess, this is a guess, that he's not going to play on Sunday.
Ugh.
And it's a great matchup against Arizona. And Mostert's been looking pretty good since the preseason. He was just buried on the depth chart. Remember, Jerick McKinnon was there. Now he's out for the year. Alfred Morris is starting to trail off. So Raheem Mostert, he's almost a lock to get about 10 carries a week, even if Breida plays. But if he doesn't play, then he's going to share with Alfred Morris. And you got to figure he'll be Kerryon Johnson, that type of running back, while Alfred Morris works as the LeGarrette Blount in that offense. Maybe they'll both be okay, but Mostert definitely has a little bit more appeal than Jalen Richard, who's going to probably be my second favorite running back off waivers this week, going to be a big PPR target now that Marshawn's on injured reserve. Not interested in Doug Martin. Don't think he looks that great. And we've seen Richard play already where he doesn't get a lot of carries, but definitely can get a lot of catches. And again, Amari Cooper, no longer in Oakland. That's going to free up a lot of passes to be spread around. And Richard should benefit from that.
By the way, I also had Marlon Mack on my bench against Dustin last week. Not that I was thinking about starting him, to be honest. But
yeah, you missed his best game of the year. That's
I started Breida instead.
Is you and your excuses. You sound like
I'm not making excuses. You won. I'm just whining about my bad choices.
You sound like a certain coach.
You
I
won
know.
Fair and square. I'm giving you full credit. I'm just mad at myself.
Dustin.
Yeah.
What? That was a serial. And you know what? I would have told you to start Breida over Mack anyway.
Yeah, no, I wasn't even considering starting Mack. It just stinks. But that's fantasy football for you.
Now you know what to do with him the rest of the way.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. You like him a lot? Are you all in on him going forward, like into next year too, or no?
So the problem with Marlon Mack is that he's very injury prone.
Yeah.
So when he's healthy and he's playing, you're going to get games like this. And I think he's capable of getting 15 touches a week, even though he's playing in an offense that likes to use a lot of running backs. The problem that the coaching staff has realized in Indianapolis is that all their other running backs stink. So they're going to give Marlon Mack as much work as he can handle. They just don't want him to break down along the way. As long as the matchups stay good and they don't get much better than at Oakland, he's going to continue to produce for fantasy. So this is another top 15 type running back. I just don't think that he will stay on the field as long as, say, Nick Chubb would.
All right, Dave, let's go rapid fire. A lot of fan questions. You ready?
Yes, sir.
Okay, Larry says, Breida and Dalvin Cook are killing me. Should I pick up Chris Carson or ride it out with those two?
Oh, you got to go get Chris Carson.
What kind of league has Chris Carson still available?
Maybe somebody dropped him. He had a bad game before the bye week.
Yeah.
Let him go to pick up somebody else. Who cares? Go get him.
Yeah. Eric says, would you trade Odell Beckham Jr. for a combo of Nick Chubb and either Sterling Shepard or James White?
I don't hate it for Chubb and White.
Yeah. Doug, Breeze or Trubisky this week?
I believe I have Trubisky ranked higher. You can't deny what you've seen from him now. 300 yards and at least three touchdowns in three straight games. He's taking on the Jets, for crying out loud.
Craig says, I'm sorry, Mark says, sell high on Kerryon Johnson?
It depends on what kind of offers you get, but given the landscape of running backs right now, we're coming up a week where a bunch of guys got hurt, and a lot of other running backs are really underwhelmed. You don't want to let go of running backs with this kind of potential. But if you can get, say, one of the Rams receivers for him, I think you should do it.
Mike just Megan just brought up a trade. This is one side of this is the dumbest trade I ever heard. This guy says Mike Evans and Philip Lindsay for Dalvin Cook and Fournette. I don't know why the hell the Evans and Lindsay side would do that.
Way too much.
That's
way
insane.
Way too much for Cook and Fournette. Yeah. Although I will say this, Cook, Fournette, and Le'Veon Bell are three running backs that I think you can trade for pretty cheaply right now. And if you're 7-0, 6-1, 5-2. You're thinking that you're going to make your league's playoffs, it would be wise to have one of those running backs on your bench, and you can get them cheap now, wait for them to come back, and then when they do come back, they'll be starters for your team.
Vance McDonald, Cam Braid, or Ben Watson?
I'm going to go with McDonald just because the matchup for the Steelers should be fairly high scoring this week.
Russell Wilson or Jameis?
I believe I have Jameis ranked higher.
Let's see. Somebody saying Merrill Hodge is a bleep. That's not for you. Brown, Lockett, Baldwin, Demaryius Thomas can only play one PPR.
In PPR, I think I'd probably lean toward Brown.
Trubisky or Newton?
Trubisky.
This guy says he was offered Hyde and Gordon for Fournette last Thursday night, accepted in 5 minutes, and then the trade happened. That stinks.
Yeah. Well, wait a minute. Which Gordon is it? Melvin?
You know what? I don't know. Probably. Yeah, I don't know. Then it's good.
And you know what? It's not that bad if it's Josh Gordon, but it's really bad if it's Gordon from Sesame Street. That's terrible.
Latavius Murray or Jordan Howard?
I'm going to go with Murray so long as Cook is out.
Winston or Cousins?
Give me Winston.
I don't know why this guy's asking, but he's saying Mixon or Lamar Miller. That's a terrible question.
Yeah, it's going to be mixing all the way. Miller is still going to be good this week. He's a top 20 running back. But I just think that Mixon's got way too much upside. And he's taking on Tampa Bay. They just lost two linebackers to season-ending injuries. Who knows if Gerald McCoy is going to play. You just saw what Nick Chubb did against them. Now it's going to be Mixon's turn.
Craig says, I have Mahomes and Rodgers. Who should I be targeting if I trade him in a PPR league?
You're looking for, again, somebody that would probably be like a third round pick or better in trade. You know what you could do?
The trade chart.
One of those guys for like, no, you can do better than Chubb. I think you should try and go for somebody like Christian McCaffrey.
No, I said trade chart. I said trade chart.
Oh, yeah. I thought you said trade chart.
No.
Chubb for Aaron Rodgers, which, you know what? The trade chart might say that. That's a pretty fair deal.
Last two, Hilton, Galladay, and Tyler Boyd. You got to start two in PPR.
I'm going to sit Galladay there.
And PPR league got to start two of these four: Jeffrey, Galladay, AJ Green, and Godwin.
I'm going to sit Galladay and Godwin from that group, but man, that's close.
Trade Boyd for Kerryon Johnson.
That's in PPR. I could see myself. Maybe not.
Yeah, that's close.
I was going to say maybe in that one, but you know, I just the running backs are just too valuable right now.
Yeah.
They've always been. That's the way fantasy is.
Dave, great stuff as always. Thanks for joining us.
I am so sorry, Bull, that you couldn't come through against Dustin.
I did a bad
once
job.
Once again, this is proof that Dustin is the superior fantasy football
It is.
He is this and week. I got to give it to him. He's in first place in the league.
Well, I mean, class will tell. We've known that he's known as fantasy for such a long time.
That's
we
true.
Know that he puts forth so much time.
Oh, hours and hours.
Hours.
I mean, I know that he spends his Saturday night at his computer going through algorithms.
I do.
Oh, 100%.
Trying to figure out which backup kicker is better.
100%. You nailed it. Dave, we'll talk to you soon, buddy.
Good luck next week, guys.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.